Hello and good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on this early Sunday morning for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, Maria Wall. A big shout out to all of the people who are up this early, or maybe for some of you it's later in the day, depending on where you're chiming in throughout the world. But thank you so much for taking the time to spend this small part of your day here with me so that we can relax, release, go of the stress that's been weighing us down for the last week and beyond. And welcome to all of our guests in the call query and coming into the chat room. Thank you for being here today. So glad to have you. We're about to jump into our show, so I hope that each of you is in your favorite spot. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes, and allow my voice to guide you through our session. Eyes closed. Just let my voice take us to a place where nothing exists, there's no problems, there's no heartache, no pain. It's just each of you and me. Our show is titled The Mediator. You know, I've worn many hats in my life. I've been called a lot of things or given several titles. The Rock, the Executioner at times, the Equalizer, and even an angel on earth to some. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of my most descriptive titles, The Mediator. I'm going to help you come to an agreement between the hurts of your past and you. When I was in college, this was one of my favorite things to do. We used to have our mock trials. Well, instead of going that route, many of you know that there's something out there called the mediation process. Well, you take all of the attorneys out of the picture, although some attorneys are mediators, but you're not in that full legal session. So you're going to sit down between yourselves and then come to an agreement. Well, this is what we're going to do today, sort of a mock mediation. And this week's inspiration comes from 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, And there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. 1 Timothy, one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. We can learn a lot from this passage. So that's what we're going to do today. Each of you is already comfortable in your favorite spot. So we're just going to jump right in and get started. So I'm the mediator. I'm sitting in between you and your past. First thing, after we get past all of the rules, each side will have a chance to speak, and then we'll work on the solution that's agreeable to everyone. So I simply say, who wants to speak first? Well, your past is pretty silent because, well, it's your past. It's in history. It's over. Doesn't have much to say. So I look to you. I want to hear what you have to say. First and foremost, you start speaking in a heightened tone. You're already upset because the past is just bothering you. You want to be happy again. You want to move forward. You want to forget. You want to move on. You want to trust. You want to love and be loved. And you keep going on and on and on. And the past is still sitting in silence. And I'm not saying a word until now. Foremost, I have to stop you and calm you down. This is not a session for arguing. That's why you're here, because you're allowing the past to control your destiny and rob you of your joy. So I look to the past, and I'm waiting for the past to say something or do something. Well, past is still sitting in silence because, well, again, it's your past. And ask a simple question. We know what you want. What makes you feel this way? This part, we're trying to see if there's some type of a misconception here or misperception, something going on. Well, you go on to say, well, this person did this to you back in 1976. And they apologized. They moved on. And you may know that you're the best thing for them. And they hurt you terribly. And you can't move forward because you just keep harping and harboring all of that. And what I'm hearing, now, mind you, this is just a mock trial. This is just an example for my show. But I ask you, there's no need for me to ask the past to leave the room for a moment because the past is really not here. It's only in the room with us because you and your mind are allowing it to be. So in essence, there's no one in the room but you and me. And I'm asking you to you now that's preventing you from being happy, from forgetting, from moving on, from trusting again, from loving and being loved. And the only response you can come up with is that you just cannot let go. Well, there you go. You've answered your own question. You found your own solution. You cannot let go. Second question would be, why are you holding on? Your response could be, well, because they hurt me. My response would be, they hurt you 2 months ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. Why are you still holding on? And after a few moments of silence, you finally admit at some point in our conversation that you just don't want to let go because you love them. So you don't let go. You don't want to let go. And as the tears start to flow, that's really a good sign, because when you start to cry, you know that your body is starting to cleanse itself. Your body is starting to let go. And I say one thing to you. I understand, and I do, that it was hard for you to lose that person. But now, do you realize how hard it is on you, because you've lost yourself in the process of beating yourself up over the loss of that person that hurt you? So now the focus is not on your past anymore. The focus is now turned on you, because you know where the sole source of your problem is. It's within you. It's the person that you see when you look in the mirror. If you want to be happy, you have to let go of that empty baggage that you're carrying around. Treat your past like it's a living, breathing human being. As I put this whole scenario together, you're to my left, your past is to my right. You talk about it, you complain about it, but in essence, there's only two people in the room, you and me. Your past only has substance because your mind and your spirit and your soul gives it life, does not exist. You have no reason not to be able to move forward, to move on. You have no reason. Let your past stay where it is. Times our intuition or our gut feeling, whatever you choose to call it, we know that things aren't right. And so many of us choose to ignore the signs. We ignore the symptoms. And when everything falls apart, it's not the fact that the past, these people did all these things to us. It's the fact that we have not forgiven ourselves for allowing ourselves to stay long enough to happen to us. So this process is simple. The agreement is, take the lesson learned. You remember the signs that you were ignoring. If you see them in your new relationship, you know what you need to do. Talk it out, express your concerns, change, or you do not get a clear and concise response, or you get some type of cryptic or deceptive response, you know what you need to do before hurt comes knocking at your door. So first and foremost, your healing process, the first part of this agreement is to forgive. Forgive the abusers and the perpetrators of the past, but even more so, forgive yourself. When I say forgive those who hurt you in the past, that doesn't mean to welcome them back into your life. It means that you have to let go of all of this negative feelings that's making your blood pressure boil, that's not helping your spirit and soul heal, cloud over your beautiful day. Once we learn how to forgive the past, that frees us. We are able to fly again, to soar with eagles, because that weight has been lifted. Our burdens are lightened. We can then soar with the eagles, but you have to want to do that. So the first thing you have to do in this agreement is forgive. As I said, the second part is to forget. Remember the lesson, but forget the rest. Person who loves you and will love you unconditionally is standing right in front of you, but you may miss them because you're walking forward with your neck half broken, looking backwards at your past, at the one that got away, the one who got rid of you, the one who didn't love you. So keep moving forward and looking forward, not backward. To trust again. I'm sorry, it's not secondly, but the next part of this agreement. I believe we're on number 5, actually. Learn to trust. The new person who's in your life is not the old person who hurt you. It's not that person down your self-esteem. The new person is trying to build you up. That new person, I've said this before in a recent speaking engagement, that new person may make identical mistakes to the old, but because you have brought the lessons that you learned, you will recognize it, and you will know how to address it at that time. But for now, that person has done nothing to you. So the new person in your life has a clean slate, period. Their slate is clean. It's white as the driven snow. They've done nothing to hurt you. So you have to trust in what you're building until there's a reason for you not to. The sixth part of the agreement is to love and be loved. Enjoy the ride. Ride the journey until the wheels fall off. Ride the journey. And the last part, so as we sit here, we go over all of this again. Forgive your past. Forgive yourself. Forget the heartache and pain of the past, but remember the lessons learned. Move on. Take baby steps. When I divorced, it was in December of 2010, so I'm coming up on my third year. I just re-entered the dating realm this year. Who I am, who I'm becoming, what makes me happy, how can I make myself happy being by myself? I have to learn how to enjoy making me happy before I can welcome anyone else in, to trust that they can make me happy, and to know that I'm ready to open up and embrace happiness between us and two. So you have to move on. Don't rush into anything. Take that time. Keep doing baby steps, but move on. Trust. Realize, and as I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I always say, I'll never tell you what I know you want to hear. I'll tell you what I know you need to hear. But trust. Trust that person until they give you a reason not to trust them. Love, embrace it, enjoy it. Love to be loved. And learn how to reciprocate the love. And lastly, be happy. Be happy. Smile. thank the Lord that you've been given another chance with a brand new person, build you up instead of tearing you down, who can give you tears of joy instead of tears of heartache, pain, and sorrow, who can turn that frown that you've been carrying around upside down. Be happy. Enjoy the blessing. Again, be happy, enjoy the blessing, and move forward. So your session is ending. You have your answers. What you choose to do with it is up to you. But you've come to an agreement between your past and yourself. You come to that agreement. You signed your signature. And when you walk through the door and you leave our session, you're starting a brand new life. You're starting a brand new life. How cool is that? This heavy load. And you walk out feeling light as a feather. Your eyes are dried, the tears have helped you to cleanse your soul, and you're free. Now fly, soar with the eagles, and enjoy every minute of your life, never looking back, looking forward to your new happiness, your new joy. As always, while you're still lying or sitting, eyes closed, you know that it's our time for our announcements while you do your breathing exercises. Breathe in. Exhale. One more time. Breathe in. Hold it. Now exhale. Keep breathing. While we go through our announcements, as always, you know, Healing Through Hurt and Healing Through Hurt Sunday Morning Inspiration are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved or support us in any way, there's several ways you can do that. Join us on Facebook on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. We're there. You can get involved. You can volunteer. Or there are donate buttons there so that you can give us your tax-deductible donation. And all of your donations are tax-deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States, by the way. If you're on Twitter, find us under Wall_Foundation. And we're even on Google Plus. We have the Relationship Recovery Group there. And our phone number is 202-618-2556. And if you'd like to contact us by U.S. snail mail, you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. An email contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And for those of you who are interested in life coaching sessions, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. And if you have any other correspondence you'd like to send to me personally, mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, check us out on our main site, thewallfoundationinc.org. You can find out about who we are. There's also a donation button there, as well as the link for life coaching. We have an upcoming Healthy Women's Telesummit coming on January the 17th at 7 p.m. You can join me from the comfort of your home. You can call in and or join me on the web. What better time to begin healing than at the beginning of the year? And something else special, be looking for this. Hashtag HLIC. Hashtag HLIC stands for Head Lady in Charge. It's a movement coming. Check it out. Look it up. Google it. Hashtag HLIC. I am honored to be one of the chosen to be included in the hashtag HLIC book that's scheduled to come out in early 2014. This is a group of dynamic, powerful women who will bring you words of encouragement while telling their story. These are women from all over, very diverse group. We are the first group. We'll be in the first volume. So hashtag HLIC, check it out. We have a lot of great shows coming for you in 2014. Starting January the 4th, we will have a dynamic young lady coming on board to speak about her journey, what she's gone through, and how she's come to where she is now. So join me as I welcome author and advocate Cheryl E. Roberts. She'll be joining me on January the 4th. And then, scheduled right now on January the 11th, the Activator, Lucinda Cross will be joining me. Do not know who Miss Cross is? You will. Check her out, Lucinda Cross, a.k.a. the Activator. She'll be joining me on January the 11th on our regular Healing Through Hurt talk show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. Then on January the 18th, I'll be welcoming six-figure networking rock star Dani Nera McGrath. She's going to be sharing her journey to success and happiness following her dreams and goals. And ending the January session for Healing Through Hurt, I will be welcoming author and speaker Marvin Anderson. Now, this is going to be a very powerful show because Marvin is going to be sharing his story because he is a healed domestic violence perpetrator. That's right. I didn't say a victim, perpetrator. In his own words, he says that back then he was a monster. So join me as I, a domestic violence survivor, talks to a former domestic violence perpetrator. It's going to be a powerful show. We have a lot going on in 2014. In addition to, of course, this our Sunday morning inspiration. I'll still be bringing you the absolute best in encouragement and stress relief and release. As I said before, I will always give you a warm cup of truth before I will ever give you a tall, cool glass of liquid lies. You'll never get that from me. So I hope that you join me in 2014 as we here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and, of course, the Wall Foundation celebrate. In February, Healing Through Hurt will be turning 4 years old. And we have thousands and thousands of listeners all over the world. And I can never thank you enough for all of your encouragement, and support. So until next time, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. Also, pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and remember, your past is not a real entity. It can only have substance if you give it life. You cannot move forward in struggling with the ghost from your past. So sit down, write it out, talk it out, and get that agreement to be happy, to move forward. You have to do that. Forgive. Remember the lessons learned and forget the rest. Move on. Even if that means baby steps, take time to heal before you jump into the next relationship. Learn how to trust again. Person in your life based on the crimes committed by those in your past. Love and be loved. And lastly, to tie it all together, remember to be happy. So until next time, lie back. I'll let our ending music play for you for a few moments. Of course, this is from the Wellness for Women CD series. It's the Tai Chi CD, produced, composed by Thomas Walker. One of my continue to lie back, reflect, relate, and make the promise to yourself that you will let it go. Leave your baggage here, right here. You're at the Healing Through Hurt Studios. Put it over there in a corner. Pick a corner. If there's room for it, stack it on top of other people's luggage and baggage. Leave it here. When this show ends, you will begin a new life with a lighter load, and you will be happy. Be well, be blessed. I pray each and every one of you enough. I am Maria Wall, your most humble and appreciative and gracious host, wishing you well. Enjoy this Sunday. And enjoy the rest of your week. And until next time, be blessed. And remember to pay it and pray it forward.